Okay, mis queridos, we now take our story from the border to the newsroom. In early June, when this child refugee supposed crisis story landed onto the front page of every newspaper and media site, we here at Latino USA were a bit surprised because we've known for years that unaccompanied children and Central Americans have been crossing the border in large numbers. So why all of a sudden was this deemed a crisis?
But we begin tonight with stunning breaking news as a major crisis.
A crisis of tens of thousands.
A crisis.
The immediate crisis of the kids.
It may come down to one thing. Those photos. June 5th, Brandon Darby, a reporter for Breitbart, Texas, published an article that featured pictures of detention centers that revealed conditions that are, quite frankly, unbelievable. The photograph showed rooms filled to their capacity, children that look as young as five laying on top of each other on the ground. It's hard not to be affected by the pictures.
The federal government was making it impossible for the press to get access to the children in the detention centers. Somehow, Breitbart Media got access.
This is Aviva Chomsky. She's a professor of history at Salem State University in Massachusetts and has been following the media's handling of this story closely.
So Breitbart got hold of these photos and distributed them with a very clear political message.
Nearly 160,000 immigrants have been picked up in the last 8 months. Making matters worse, a lot of folks are from places like Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, where it's not so easy to just boot them back over the border.
Breitbart is a conservative news and opinion site. These photos were presented as proof of the Obama administration's failure. As these pictures began to make their way across the internet and more people discovered the horrible conditions these children were detained in, an entirely different narrative began to arise.
Recently, the Obama administration has called the surge of unaccompanied minors crossing the U.S.-Mexico border alarming, even going as far as saying that the situation is a, quote, urgent humanitarian issue.
The unaccompanied child migrant story became a humanitarian crisis.
The crisis was what was happening to the children once they were at the border.
But the crisis wasn't about where the children were coming from or why they were coming. It was about the detention centers. And that allowed some politicians to play the humanitarian hero card. Take Massachusetts, where Professor Chomsky lives.
Governor Deval Patrick, very much along the lines of taking this as a humanitarian crisis with no historical context, said, oh, well, we should take some of those children in Massachusetts.
My faith teaches that if a stranger dwells with you in your land, you shall not mistreat him.
He cried publicly when he was saying this.
But rather love him as yourself.
All of the immigrant rights organizations were sort of circling around Patrick and how wonderful it was that in Massachusetts we're welcoming him, we want to take in some of these children. What Patrick was actually offering was to temporarily detain these children in Massachusetts. It was a very cheap kind of humanitarianism. It was going to be completely paid for by the federal government.
Lynn has now become in many ways ground zero for the immigration crisis engulfing this country.
Lynn, which is a city about 15 miles north of Boston, it's a deindustrialized city. It's a struggling city.
And we just don't have space anymore. Well, our own children need our help, too.
The mayor of the city of Lynn really jumped into the fray and I think has gotten kind of a national profile now, framing it that these Central American children are taking resources that we need for our poor children, for the poor children who are citizens. The Republicans are saying, look at those bleeding heart Democrats that are ignoring white working people. And the Democrats were saying, look at those cruel Republicans who have no hearts.
The theatrics in Massachusetts were just one example of the political posturing that happened all across the country. A Republican congressional candidate from Arizona even confused a bus of YMCA campers for a bus of child migrants when trying to show off in front of cameras.
Actually see some of the children in the buses, in the fear and on their faces. This is not compassion.
Do you know that was a bus with YMCA kids?
They were sad too.
3 months since the Breitbart photos leaked, this story has all but disappeared from the news cycle. So does that mean the crisis has been solved? The number of children crossing into the United States has dropped from over 10,000 in June to roughly 3,000 in August. We don't know for sure why that is, but a possible explanation is the August heat, which makes crossing the desert more dangerous. The Department of Homeland Security is taking credit, though, saying it's due to their stepped-up enforcement in the U.S. and increased cooperation with Central American and Mexican governments.
Another piece of the response of the Obama administration that, again, I feel like the media is not reporting this because they're not seeing the crisis in all of its dimensions, has been to exert extreme pressure on Mexico to prevent Central American children from reaching the border at all. So there's been a huge increase in militarization, detention, and deportation happening in Mexico.
It all comes down to how we define crisis.
If the crisis is only the fact that the children are in detention centers in the United States, attacking, detaining, raiding, and deporting them in Mexico solves the crisis. But if the crisis is what's happening to these children, simply preventing them from arriving in the United States just makes them invisible to us. It doesn't address the crisis that they're undergoing.